If you're looking to build a tech startup, Atlanta wants you to start here. Eloisa Clementich is Director of Business Development at Invest Atlanta, the city's economic development agency. She says the ordinance is to help startups get up and running. For example, they won't have to pay a business licensing fee.
It may not be monumental in terms of huge number, but the reality is if I'm a startup with no revenue, everything matters.
The tax break is for up to $1 million or a company's first 3 years, whichever comes first. To qualify, you have to be a tech startup as defined under the North American Industry Classification System. The program is modeled after other cities like Austin, Philadelphia, and D.C. Matt Barkowski is a finance professor at Georgia Tech.
It's sort of a nationwide competition to attract this type of business and retain it.
He says Atlanta needs this just to keep up. 2 years ago, Janelle Jolly founded the Sidewalk District, an online marketplace for local retailers. She says the tax incentives are helpful, but it's not at the top of her concerns.
In reality, you know, your first year or even 2 years in business, you're going to be losing money anyway, and you're able to write off a whole host of things.
She says she's looking for capital. LEU WABE News.